Thank you, Interweb, for joining us for another incarnation of the wildly popular In the Cloud podcast with Brad Anderson, the Vice President of All Things Mobility here at Microsoft. This week, Brad looks at cloud-based data protection, one of the hugely powerful services now offered as part of the Enterprise Mobility Suite. It's safety first here today on the In the Cloud podcast.
Hey everyone, it's great to be back here. And what I thought I would do today is actually invite one of the individuals I work with here at Microsoft literally just about every day as we're bringing together this Enterprise Mobility Suite and together talk a little bit about some of the things that we're doing that I've talked about that I think are unique in terms of the different layers of protection that we provide here. So with that, I've asked Alex Simmons to join us. And Alex, you know, the Director of Program Management on Active Directory. Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and what your team does?
Yeah, hey Brad, glad to have the chance to talk to you today. So my team is responsible for all of the identity services that businesses use at Microsoft, Active Directory on-premise, Active Directory in the cloud and Azure Active Directory, plus of all of our rights management services, things like Azure RMS, which really not only do we authenticate who the users are, but we also can protect the data to make sure that it's only available to the right user.
Yeah, I think all of us understand just how prevalent and prominent Active Directory is. I mean, what, 95% of the world's organizations use it for access and identity management?
Yeah, pretty much every enterprise in the world outside of China, every enterprise in the world outside of China uses Active Directory as their main authentication system and as also a way to control access to things like SharePoint, Exchange, and a lot of other line of business apps.
I think what's not understood is just how used Azure Active Directory is. Can you tell us a little bit about Azure Active Directory and just how broadly it's used?
Yeah, I think a lot of people are just starting to learn about Azure Active Directory, but it is a service that's been up and running for a long time. It's the directory underneath Office 365 in the cloud. So we have a lot of customers. In fact, we have over 4 million organizations around the world today that use Azure Active Directory, and that represents 350 million accounts. So it's a pretty big service. In fact, we run it out of 27 data centers all around the world, and every day we authenticate at least a billion times users coming in and trying to get to Office services, CRM online, but also things like Salesforce.com, Dropbox, Concur, all these different cloud services that people are using Azure Active Directory as their identity and access management service in the cloud for.
I think it's wonderful that we've done this work to be able to take the investment that organizations have made in AD and extended that out to the cloud with Azure Active Directory, and it is absolutely the foundation of everything that we're doing from a cloud services perspective at Microsoft. And that's one of the things I think everybody should understand is in the same way that we make heavy use of Active Directory on premises, Azure Active Directory is foundational to all the services that we're building, you know, across the company.
You could almost think of it as an extension of people's on-premise Active Directory, right? It's a way for organizations to take their existing on-premise groups and users and policies and extend them out into the cloud and then use them in this world of a cloud and devices to kind of establish a new control plane, a new control perimeter around all those SaaS applications and devices that maybe they felt like they were losing control of.
No, it's perfect. And, you know, one of the things we've been talking a lot is one of the core foundational features of or capabilities of the Enterprise Mobility Suite is what we call Azure RMS. Tell us a little bit about Azure RMS.
Yeah, so Azure RMS is a pretty new cloud service for us. A lot of people probably have used RMS on-premise and maybe don't even know about it, but it's a feature inside of Outlook and inside of Word and PowerPoint and applications like that, where with one click, you can protect a file and dictate who else in the company can get access to it. You could say specific set of users or a specific set of groups. But now in the cloud, we've been able to really open that up a lot broader because it's not restricted to just inside your company. Now you can use our Azure RMS as a cloud protection service to protect documents and share them and files and share them with anybody, any place in the world.
Yeah, and this is one of those things we talk about different layers of protection in an enterprise mobility strategy and how you have to protect at the device, and that's mobile device management. You have to protect at the application level, and that's mobile application management. But at Microsoft, we also talk about two additional layers of protection, one being at the file level and one being identity. And Azure RMS is our solution for protecting at the files. Now, is this a Windows-only solution?
No. In fact, it's not. It's a solution that you can run on iOS devices and Android devices, because we know in the modern world, people really need to be able to work across all these different devices and use it with a whole set of cloud and on-premise services.
One of the things I always, to me, is helpful as I think about Azure RMS is just maybe a couple of personal anecdotes that I have gone through in my life that helps understand how this could be used. First of all, years ago, I remember being on vacation, and we'd checked out of the hotel, we'd stopped by the zoo to take the kids in for a minute, we came out, everything had been stolen out of the car. And my laptop was in there, and all the corporate information that was stored on that laptop was on that device. And so we were all, you know, super concerned about what kind of information was on it. In those kind of scenarios, I can have a device protection with a PIN and a password. I can have containers containing the corporate application, the data, but I can also have the protection on the file. So in case it's compromised, I have these three layers of protection, which I think is fabulous. The next one I think is, it happens every day around the world as well, which is somebody inadvertently sends a file to someone that it's accidental. They weren't supposed to get it. And, you know, I've talked about the fact that the name Brad Anderson is not really unique in the world. Like, the creator of Marmaduke's name is Brad Anderson. But the former head of Dell's server division was named Brad Anderson. And Brad and I would meet every quarter. So it was super confusing when people would talk, well, is that Dell's Brad Anderson or is that Microsoft's Brad Anderson? But what would happen is about once a week, one of Brad's direct reports would send something, send an email where Outlook and Autofill had automatically put my name in. And often there would be attachments that would come with that that were destined for Dell's Brad that came to me. That's accidental data leak or protection. And as I think about RMS, even if somebody accidentally sends the file to the wrong person, because the access privileges are embedded in the file itself, it wouldn't matter because you won't be able to open the file. Can you tell us more about that?
Yeah, that's a great point, Brad. So with our new share protected capabilities in Azure RMS, and that just shows up as a simple button in all of the Office applications, right? So now I can share a document with you in a protected manner. And if I accidentally send it to the wrong Brad Anderson, you would be able to open it. But the wrong Brad Anderson, even though he got it in email as a file, would not be able to open that document because it wasn't protected to his credentials.
Yeah, and so this is that layer of protection where the file essentially becomes self-protecting. Now, one of the things you mentioned there, Alex, I thought is important to emphasize is this is just natively integrated into all the Office documents. And so it doesn't change the way that users work. When they do file save, they have the ability right there to say, I want to have this file, you know, contain its own protection.
That's right. It's one of the things that's really unique about what Microsoft can do here is we can really, inside the user's workflow, inside the tools they already use, things like Word and things like PowerPoint and Outlook, we can give them easy, straightforward ways to protect the document, to protect the file, and to indicate their intent, which is, hey, this is Microsoft Confidential. In fact, in the latest versions of Office, if you type Microsoft Confidential into a document, we can automatically protect it with Azure RMS for you, right?
So you can actually put policies in place that say, when these words appear, I automatically want to apply security policies.
That's exactly right.
And do we do this with other documents other than Office as well?
Well, if you look at any big enterprise, about 50% of the documents and files they use are, in fact, Office documents. But the other big part of that population is PDF documents. Yeah. So we've just released native PDF support in RMS as well. So now we have a couple of PDF vendors who, inside of their applications, people like Foxit can do that. But inside the RMS application you install on your iOS device or your Android device or your Windows PC, we can natively render that PDF document as a protected file as well.
Alex mentioned the fact that this is something that is uniquely something Microsoft can do that really nobody else in the industry could do. And a big reason of that is the applications have to opt in order to be able to add these capabilities, include the ability to when you do file save, to embed the access privileges. You know, and as Alex had mentioned, about 50% of all documents worldwide that get used and shared in business are from Office. We actually have telemetry from the Office 365 team that says 70% of all documents that are shared in Office 365 are either Office or the PDFs. We have done that work, obviously, across our applications, and that will have been done across Windows, iOS, and Android, you know, with time. Also, doing that with Adobe, we can provide that native protection to the majority of the files that organizations are sharing. Nobody else in the industry can do that.
That's right. In fact, no one else can do that. And every day we're expanding as well. So for instance, just this week, we were in Japan and in Germany talking to a whole bunch of manufacturers about our plans and the partnerships we have in place to expand now across a whole set of CAD files.
Oh, cool.
So that CAD programs will now be able to support RMS. And then those companies that have big kind of supply chains that they need to be able to send CAD files to securely and get quotes back will be able to do that all using the RMS service.
You mentioned on the fact that you can now extend this protection outside the walls of your own company, but also to partners.
Yes. That's one of the most compelling pieces about having the Azure RMS service in the cloud is it's no longer restricted to inside your corporate firewall. In fact, using the Azure RMS service, I can send a document to anyone in the world and protect it to their email address. And when they get the mail, it has instructions on it for how they can go sign up for their free RMS account and be able to get into the document using that security layer, right? And know that it can't get to anybody who doesn't have access to that email account.
If I'm a recipient of one of those emails and it has one of these RMS protected documents, does IT have to do anything? anything in order for me to be able to open it?
No, it's a completely, we call it a viral option, right? You as a user, you can just go in and sign up on our cloud service all by yourself. Now, eventually your IT staff might want to come in and buy Azure RMS and put some other controls and monitoring and things in place like that. But to get started, no, you can just do it as any employee can.
One of the ways that we've talked about using this, and I've actually heard a bunch of partners talk about it, is when if I'm, you know, working for company X and I am going to send some kind of a sales proposal to a customer, I would actually like to lock that proposal down so just that customer can open it so he or she can actually share it with other people.
Yes. Like, those are great scenarios. The ones where really you want to be able to freely share information but with only a limited group of people. Right. And that's what's really different about being able to protect at the file level versus at the device level is now I can take that individual file, protect it, and as it moves around the world of the cloud, it's carrying its own policy and protection with it. And when it gets to the person it's intended to, we check, we make sure they are really who they are before we decrypt that document for them, but then they can't pass it on to anybody else.
And then in a scenario where, say, an employee leaves my company, they've left the company and maybe they've gone to a competitor, but they had copied a bunch of files when they left. Yeah. Would this also help us in that scenario?
Oh, that's a great point, Brad. So that's the beauty of having this integrated in with Azure Active Directory and Azure RMS together. So for instance, if an employee leaves your company, you just turn them off in the directory, and then all of the files that were protected using Azure RMS, they can no longer access. So the files might even go with them on their iOS device, but it's useless. They're just bricks.
They can't open them. Yeah, you know, and this is super, super unique. And so as organizations are really thinking about what their enterprise mobility strategy is and these files being shared across devices, personal devices, corporate devices, being able to protect at the device, app, and file level, you've got to have all those layers and then wrap it with identity. The Enterprise Mobility Suite is the only solution on the market delivering this.
That's right.
Now, one interesting thing is I can see uses of this in my personal life, so completely outside of work. Are we also doing something there?
Well, so there's a lot of uses where you would want to be able to use it to interact with businesses. For instance, if you were going to send a bunch of files to your accountant, right, you'd want to be able to protect those and have them go to your accountant and know they weren't going anyplace else. Or let's say your banker needs to send you some files to sign. Right, they can use the same kind of capabilities there. So you'll see us expand out a lot over the next 6 months where we add both more business-to-business capabilities but also business-to-consumer support as well.
Yeah, well, thanks for being here, Alex. I think as, for example, the Intune team and the Active Directory team are working together, the value that you see coming then combined with Office, and so this combination of Office 365 or even Office 2013 on-premises combined with the Enterprise Mobility Suite, in my opinion, far and away is the best enterprise mobility platform on the market. And Alex and others and myself, I think we're doing great work and we're working hard to deliver all this value to you as quickly as we can. Thanks for being here.
Yeah, thanks for the time, Brad. Really appreciate it.
To keep up to date on all of the enterprise mobility news and insight from Brad's organization, just visit aka.ms/enterprisemobility.